Well, the markets are closed today for the Memorial Day holiday. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Boehringer Ingelheim. I'm Dustin Huffman. All the markets are closed, observing some Memorial Day, but they finished the week stronger, at least in corn and soybeans. We saw corn finishing up about a penny to 2 cents higher in the deferred contracts. Soybeans also about a penny higher as well. We'll look at those numbers and how they finished up in just a moment. Friday proved to be a quiet session with little fresh news to drive prices as corn and soybeans stabilized after turning lower through the middle of the week. Wheat futures, however, traded steadily lower despite higher energy prices to close the week, with no clear path yet to a resolution in the Middle East and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. The two-week forecast looks to bring much-needed rainfall to drought-stricken areas of the Western Plains and the Southeast U.S. This kept a lid on price momentum as traders likely wished to act cautiously ahead of the long weekend, with markets closed today. And looking at the livestock side of things, well, the livestock complex ended the week mostly lower as the cattle contracts feared what the afternoon's cattle on feed report could showcase on Friday, and the hog contracts simply couldn't find the support they needed to add stability to the market. No cash cattle trade developed throughout the day on Friday, and we saw, of course, that the grain prices were holding steady. We'll look at the numbers right after this.
When it comes to PRRS protection, the right choice hasn't changed. Backed by 30 years of reliable protection and research, IngelVac PRRS MLV can be trusted for cross protection against the industry's most current and relevant field strains, including the highly virulent 144 lineage 1C.5 variant strain. Talk to your Boehringer Ingelheim representative to learn more.
With the markets closed for the Memorial Day holiday, let's take a look at how they closed up on Friday. July corn was up a penny at 463 and a quarter. December new crop up 1.5 at 486 and a half. July beans were up 2 and a quarter at 1196 and a half. November new crop up a penny at 1187 and three quarters. Soybean meal closed up $3.50 at 331.90. Soy oil up 11 cents at 73.98. Chicago wheat down 1 and a quarter at 646 and a quarter. Kansas winter wheat down a nickel at 682 even. Kansas spring wheat 4 3/4 lower at 718 even. Minneapolis spring wheat was down 3/4 at 689 and a half. Oats closed up 5.5 at 366. On the Merck live cattle were up 15 cents at 249.30. Feeders were down 667. Lean hogs up 62 cents. That's Market Matters.